You are going to listen to Cindy talking about a very traditional sport in England. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
I'm going to talk about cricket, which is a game I love. I've never played it. Well, I played it as a child, but not seriously. But I'm a great cricket fan and I love to follow sports. Cricket originated in England. It was played at some of the posher public schools like Eton and Harrow. Boys, and increasingly girls, now play cricket, so it's very popular. Of course, if you're not a fan of cricket, it can seem long and some people find it boring. But that's because they don't really know how it works. I do admit it is quite a complicated game and you need to learn about it and understand what's happening before you can really enjoy it. Cricket enjoys a very wide following in countries that have traditional or political links with Britain. It's played in countries like India, where it's been described as being almost like a religion, and the cricket players, who are really very good, they're considered rock stars. There, families and practically everybody goes to cricket matches, and they make a lot of noise and they follow their teams closely. It's also very popular in England, although it's a little bit more relaxed. I won't describe the rules because they're much too complicated to understand and it might put you off, but it does have a long tradition in England. You can go to any English village in the summer and on the green you will find cricket being played. There are many traditions attached to cricket. The players wear white, they stop for lunch, and during the afternoon they'll stop for tea, and they stop for drinks as well, cold drinks. People who are watching sit outside and to protect their skin they wear sun hats, so it's very civilised. At the big games between international teams, the atmosphere is fantastic. A cricket ball is a very hard leather ball. The players bowl it at high speeds of up to 140 kilometres per hour. I'll be seeing England play the West Indies at Lord's Cricket Ground in July because I managed to get tickets. Lord's is sometimes described as the home of English cricket. It's a very old and traditional cricket ground right in the centre of a residential part of London near Regent's Park. I'm looking forward to the matches.